It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Good morning, Prime Minister.
Good morning, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Good morning and welcome. Happy and Auckland Anniversary Day.
Happy Auckland Anniversary Day to you too, Mikey. I wish I was getting to treat it like Auckland Anniversary Day.
Well, I mean, you know, the rest of the country, I suppose, is on a bit of a go slow when the biggest city in the country decides to have the day off. That'd be right.
Oh, not when you fly to Wellington.
Oh, right. I mean, you've got to start, it's time to start walking the walk again, isn't it?
Yes. No, it's all as per usual. I'm going to pretend when we're on air that I can hear you nice and clearly.
Oh, yeah, we are on air now. I can't hear it. So one side of my ear, one ear either. But that's all right. We're okay. Can you,
is that better? Does that sound better?
This is all going swimmingly. Live. Not much, but look, we're fine. We're okay.
Well, firstly, did you have a good time at Ratana?
I did. It was fantastic. Ratana is always a fantastic event, and no matter kind of how, you know, robust or solid your conversations are, it's still a really warm welcome. And this year was no exception. It was great.
And it sort of bodes well for the Waitangi celebrations as well. There seems to be an enormous amount of optimism.
Yeah. I mean, the committee who organise Waitangi have decided to do things a little bit differently this year, so we'll be welcomed onto the upper marae. But then, of course, that's one morning amongst a whole string of events. So I've got 5 days up there, lots of meetings, lots of community events. I'm really looking forward to it. We've decided to do lots. You know, usually we sometimes host breakfast and things. We've decided to make them all quite open. And I think it'll be great. We'll see how it goes.
Does something like Waitangi, it's a monumental occasion, especially when you're there. It's awesome when you're up there, isn't it? Does something like that dictate the sort of direction of what you're going to hit first when you get back into Parliament?
We certainly tend to hit topical issues. And I think probably one thing that I've been mindful of the number of years that I visited Waitangi, is that even if you go on to Marae, and while you're there, you have, you know, a hui where there's some pretty strong concerns raised or issues that you canvass, that doesn't diminish it from being a day of celebration. In fact, you know, it is all about using that opportunity to start addressing some of the hard stuff and the good stuff as well. So, you know, if that indeed happens, if there's protest or if there's not, I don't think that diminishes the day or the purpose of the day, and it certainly doesn't diminish the event as a whole. So I don't think we should be concerned by that, and I'm not. That's what democracy is all about. That's what our day is all about.
Cool. Back to work, as far as you guys, as far as the politicians of New Zealand go, means different things with different people. We've got an interesting take from the National Party. Sort of their whole setup seems a little unsure. Whereas you guys are the ones who have to prove that you've got what it takes, that you can fulfil the promises that you made prior to during the election. One of those things that you did talk about was the mental health system, and the inquiry. We've announced the inquiary. We've announced what it's going to look at. We've announced that we've got a terrible problem there, which I think everybody knew. How does the process of identifying those problems that inquiry is going to bring up? How does the process go from identifying them, and then how do you go from identifying the problem to fixing it? And how fast can you realistically expect that to happen?
We've given ourselves 8 months because it was about balancing doing it properly and allowing people to come and share their stories, but also allowing us to feed into the next budget round so that we can actually take some action. And we're not suspending everything. We're not saying everything is on hold until we've done this work. There are a couple of areas, particularly around youth mental health, nurses in schools, some work we want to do in Christchurch. We'll keep ploughing on with because we know the evidence tells us that's a good thing to do. But in the interim, we've left pretty broad terms of reference, but we've said to the group who'll be carrying the inquiry, which will be led by Ron Patterson, who's an ex Health and Disability Commissioner, so a really great person to lead this. Look, we want you to look at access. We want you to look at funding of services. We want you to look at the experiences of people who have used services. And so on the inquiry itself, we've got a consumer of mental health services, someone who's tried to access the system themselves. We've got a young person who's run services for young people around teen suicide. We've tried to really bring some of those voices in there.
And 8 months seems like a pretty quick turnaround, though.
It is. And there'll be some who'll say that's too long to wait and some who'll say that's too short. We've tried to balance it out. But keeping in mind, of course, there has been the People's Mental Health Inquiry, there's been work on rural mental health. We've asked the inquiry to bring in all of the work that's already been done, so that's not wasted either.
And, of course, it's back to school this week as well for most folk. And the child poverty issue is going to come up pretty much straight from the get-go, yeah. Isn't it? There's going to be kids, yeah. Some kids going to school without the basic necessities. Some kids who are at home don't have the basic necessities. You guys said child poverty is your special project. And what's the what's on the cards there? What's the first stepping off point once Parliament's sitting again?
Yeah, and that's one of the first things we did when we came into government was last year putting in that families package. It needed a decent runtime. The government said to us, government officials said to us, look, this is one of the most significant packages we have put in. You need to give us 6 months so that it will work, so that we can make sure that the transfers and the tax credits all work. So we've already put it into law, that families package. 384,000 families will be on average, more than $70 a week, better off in some cases once it's fully implemented. Now, that's significant. That'll make a big difference to a lot of families. But I acknowledge they're having to wait till July for that. And so, in the interim,
there must be more to the problem than that, though, to deal with than that, just that package.
Absolutely. But at its core, child poverty is a measure of family income. We're a low-wage economy. We have families who just don't have enough to get by despite working multiple jobs. So it is a big part of it. We want people to have the dignity to be able to put food on the table and, you know, send their kids to school. But there's cost of education too, and we have to look at that. So-called school donations, which are not treated as donations, the cost of school uniforms. I know the Minister of Education is looking at all of that too.
And then, and of course, we need some teachers as well.
Oh. And I think
roll up. Can we have a few teachers on board, please? How do we do that?
Particularly in Auckland, you know, as you'd expect, the housing crisis really affects our teachers and our nurses. So, yeah, we used to have a stock take, so we'd know what our teacher supply issues were. For some reason, I don't even know why, National, when they were in office, they cancelled that survey. So and only reinstated it in the last year. So we actually don't know how bad it is, except from the evidence we're getting from principals. So we put in a package to try and incentivise teachers going into low decile, high cost areas like Auckland, and in subject areas where we have shortages. We've got to see whether or not that's making the difference we really need.
Now, Prime Minister, will you be joining us in Albert Park on this beautiful, beautiful day? You're in Wellington, you just said, didn't you?
So I'm coming down. I'm coming down to Layway to briefly say
hello. Oh, you're going to come down. Good. You're going to come down. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So just after gates open, I'm going to come down and hopefully spend about an hour and a half or so. I meant to speak because, of course, everyone's gone to Laneway to hear some speeches.
You could sing if you wanted to do a song, I'm sure. Yeah.
Definitely not on the card.
All right. Okay. Cool. But we will see you here. That's really great. Awesome. Awesome. Make sure you bring some sunscreen.
Yeah, I'll see if I can swing by.
That'd be cool.
Awesome.
Hey, thank you very much for talking to us. We'll speak to you again this time next week if we don't see you later on today.
Talk soon. Bye-bye.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.